Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, former Warrior executive Antti Salah has put together a rather intriguing team, these Atlanta Hawks. He pulled the trigger, moving Trae Young in a deal for C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert. On the face of the deal, it might not blow your socks off, but it's given, I think, a better stability for Atlanta. C.J. McCollum's going to help him, gives him a ball-handling point guard that can get them organized and get them into set things. Plus, you know, if you get the right guy and get the right setup and you add a professional like C.J. McCollum, I mean, he's a true pro's pro. You know, he came out of the locker room. Who's the first guy who came out to warm up for Atlanta? Second half, C.J. McCollum. You get a guy like that on your team, that's going to help a young team. And as we heard Coach Quinn Snyder, they're one of the youngest teams in the league. And you add that to it, plus the fact that if it doesn't work out with C.J. McCollum, you've got tons of cap space in the summer. And so this is an intriguing team. And if I'm an Eastern Conference team, well, actually, if I'm a Western Conference team, I'm really scared of them because they're 7-2 on the road in the West. 7-2 on the road in the West. Well, the West isn't as formidable as we thought it was going to be at the beginning of the year. But if I'm an Eastern Conference team and I'm maybe in the top half of the bracket or top half of the play-in, I'm wary of this team because this team is going to be, I think, really good in the second half of the season. They're long. They're young. They've added shooting now with C.J. McCollum to go with Kispert. He's a shooter. Kennard's a shooter, as we found out again today. Reminded, he's led the NBA in three-point shooting on two separate occasions. And, I just really like the balance of this team. Now, did the Warriors play well? No. Jimmy Butler had 30. Steph Curry had 31. Rest of the team scored 50 points. That just can't happen. And so it's really a situation where, you know, Golden State has to get more consistent with some of their younger players tonight, and I don't think any of them really had a good game for Golden State. Warriors with 16 turnovers, resulting in 28 points for Atlanta, which was a kind of a step back after being really solid for three games in a row on the turnover plateau, only 27 turnovers over three games. So just a real nice win for Atlanta. And a troubling loss for Golden State because coming up on Tuesday is a team they haven't matched up with at all, the Portland Trailblazers. They're 0-3 against Portland. The New York Knicks come to town. That's a good team coached by Mike Brown. So that's, again, the schedule getting a little tougher. And then you end it with two teams that you really, you're not sure if you really want to face them, Miami and Toronto. Those are two teams that, you know, Miami's well-coached. They're going to be ready to play. Toronto's a team that blitzed Golden State in the second half of their game north of the border and beat them. So this homestand is not necessarily going to get a lot easier, and the Warriors have to find some solutions here on this 8-game homestand. But still, getting off to a good start in the homestand. They're 2-1. Got 5 games left on the homestand. They could still have a real successful homestand, but they can't have too many more games like this. They have to get a better balanced attack from their roster. Warriors out-rebound the Hawks 48-46. Second chance points were a factor. Points in the paint, the Warriors won that battle 54-46. But their defense and their awareness on defense was not there. Luke Kennard, once he hit his first three, you have to be wary of where he's going to be. You have to be aware of how they're going to move the ball. And if you leave him, you better make sure somebody's going to be in a good spot to rotate to him, because if he gets open threes, and he had a bunch of them in the second half, he's going to knock them down. Finishes with 22 points. He was 6 of 9 from the arc, but as I mentioned, those last two misses were after the game had been decided. So 124-111 was your final. Atlanta with the win over the Golden State Warriors. So certainly a lot of interesting things to talk about in tonight's setup, and they'll take your calls and comments on that as well. Upcoming broadcast brought to you by Ticketmaster. Tuesday, the Portland Trailblazers in town, and a reminder that game is going to be a later start. That's an 8 o'clock start. But don't fear, if you get here early, there's plenty to do at Thrive City, plenty of good restaurants and a couple of good bars, good things to do outside. A lot of people were outside watching a little bit of the football before they wandered into the game here tonight. and you'll be able to hang out and watch the Warriors take on the Trailblazers and try to get a win against Portland. They haven't been able to do that so far this year. And so this is a kind of a payback game for Golden State. And now with this loss tonight, it can be a get-back game, like a game where they can kind of get back and get things going in the right directions. Again, the upcoming broadcast brought to you by Ticketmaster, 8 o'clock start on Tuesday night. And then back to a 7 o'clock tip on Thursday. Hopefully Tuesday, Tom Tober will be feeling better and can join us here at Chase Center.